Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 15th, and today we're going to start the Sermon on the Mount, which is really cool to come back around to the Sermon on the Mount because we spent so much time in it during a sermon series a couple of months back. Today we'll be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 32, and then we'll continue on in the Sermon on the Mount until Wednesday of next week. In the section that I'm reading today, we will read the Beatitudes, the section that talks about blessed are, and then we'll talk about salt and light, the fulfillment of the law, then Jesus's discussion of murder and divorce. Hear now the reading of God's Word, beginning in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'You shall not murder,' and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her a victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Saturday, so we want to pray for a nation today and pray that they would come to faith in Christ. And then at the end of the podcast, I have a special treat. One day during VBS, I asked several of the girls who are going into third grade about their experience with VBS, and I think you'll enjoy what they had to say. The Operation World prayer calendar asks us to pray for Iran today. It says, massive numbers of Iranians have come to Jesus in the recent years. And so let's remember the brothers and sisters in Iran today and also those who have not come to know Christ. Let's pray for the church to grow. Would you pray with me? Father, we ask that today you would be at work as we know you are in the country of Iran. We ask, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to give insight to a people who may not have ever heard your name, that they might come to know you today, and that the church in Iran would rise up, even though there is persecution if you fall away from the Muslim faith. I also pray for us today, Lord, that we would heed your word and the Sermon on the Mount. We would be reminded what it looks like to live a life blessed by you. Help us to be salt and light. Help us to be a people who are not angry with one another, but reconcile with others quickly. And help us, Lord, to be examples and conduits of your love and grace to those around us. Thank you for a wonderful week of Vacation Bible School and Life Week. We pray your continued blessings on the children and just ask that their faith would continue to be formed, and that this Sunday when they sing for the worship services, that you would just be praised and honored through it. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. This is Abby Rich, and she's at VBS, and I just was going to ask her a couple of questions. Abby, what's your favorite part of VBS?
It's probably Rhett, because I really, sometimes we get to go to the Yellow House and get to play on that playground.
Okay, what is the theme for this week?
The theme is twists and turns.
And what have you learned about Peter and Jesus?
That Peter was really good friends with Jesus, and even though when Peter had some doubt in Jesus, he still trusted Jesus most of the time.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm with Lydia Kelly. And what grade are you going into, Lydia?
I'm going into third.
Third grade. Tell me about VBS this week.
VBS is, like, we're learning about twists and turns and, like, games. And, like, there's lots of cool things. And, like, we're learning about Peter and Jesus.
Okay. Tell me one of the stories that you've learned about Peter this week.
That one of the stories is that Peter was going out into the ocean, and he didn't catch any fish with Jesus, but then Jesus says, go out into the deep end, and then you find lots of fish. He caught all the fish that his net started to break. So then he called some other people, and then they caught so much fish that their boat started to sink.
Wow, that is a cool story. Lydia, what is your favorite part of VBS?
I love the songs because, like, they have so much cool moves, and I love, like, to do the ski part in one of the songs.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm here with Caroline Thrasher, and she also is going into the third grade. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Vacation Bible School.
It's where you learn about Peter and God, and you, like, get to do fun dances, and you also get to, like, go to rec, art, story time, and a bunch of other things.
Tell me about your leaders.
Our leaders, they're very fun, and they let us do, like, fun things.
All right. Tell me about Mr. Kelly. Is he a good dancer?
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. He knows those moves, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Which song is your favorite?
Twists and Turns.
Twists and Turns. Do you have a favorite line in it?
Following Jesus. Following Jesus changes the game.
Following Jesus changes the game. That's so true. Thank you. And this is Ann Collier-Cotney, and she's at VBS this year, too. Is VBS something you do every year?
Yes, I did it last year for my first time.
Okay. And how did you find out about it?
Well, my mom signed it up for me, and I didn't know if I wanted to do it. Then I went here, and I figured out it was super fun.
It's super fun, right? What have you been learning this week?
I've been learning about Peter and Jesus.
Okay. Can you remember one of the stories?
Yes. So Jesus asked Peter to walk on water, and then Peter didn't believe in Jesus for a little bit, and then he kept sinking, and then Jesus lifted him out of the water.
Awesome. Okay, tell me some of your leaders' names.
So one is Miss Haley.
Miss Haley.
And one is Miss Laura. I mean, Miss Lucy.
And Miss Lucy. Awesome. Do y'all have any youth helpers?
Yes, we have Mary and Laura.
It takes a lot of people to make VBS happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have y'all had some good snacks this week?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Probably the Jesus.
Jesus. I like Jesus too. All right. Y'all all come over here and tell me the VBS motto on the count of three. One, two, three.
Following Jesus changes everything.
Okay. Now, last one. Tell me the Bible verse and the scripture reference on the count of three. One, two, three.
Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your path. Psalms 24:4.
Oh, let's try that again. Psalm what?
Psalm 25:4.
Good job. Have a great day.